If you love Snapped, Women Who Murder, you're going to love listening to true crime or mystery titles on Audible. The audio title I'm diving into again is one of my favorites to revisit, Mindhunter by John Douglas and Mark Ulshaker. Even if you think you know the details of the cases, former FBI unit chief John Douglas took on from documentaries or the scripted show, the audio title goes above and beyond in bringing you along with him in his career, trying to catch serial killers and serial perpetrators. He used psychological profiling to dive into the minds of notorious criminals. The title includes his hunt for a killer in Alaska, the Green River Killer, and so much more. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. It is the home of storytelling, after all. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/snapped or text snapped to 500-500. That's audible.com/snapped or text snapped to 500-500.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Snap listeners. Dateline NBC wants your help to solve these missing person cases. I'm Stephanie Gomolka with Oxygen True Crime. Before we get back to Snapped, Women Who Murder, here's a special sneak peek of Dateline Missing in America Season 2. The chart-topping podcast is back with new unsolved cases. Listen closely to each story and consider the mysterious circumstances. You could help bring a missing person home. Search Dateline Missing in America to follow now.
It was a little windy that March morning in Hope Mills, North Carolina. Spring was just around the corner on a crisp, dry day. In a ranch-style house on McDonald Road, Kent Jacobs pulled on a familiar weekend uniform, his black Harley-Davidson sweatshirt, and his black sneakers. Kent and his mom had a Sunday routine. She would head to church. He would take a walk. Usually, Kent turned right onto McDonald, and a quarter mile later made a left, passing mobile homes and patches of woods. Along this stretch of country highway, it was common to see Kent walking alone, and people knew him by his dark hair and ready grin.
It was a well-worn path for him. He knew it was always the same, always the same.
That is Kent's brother, Keith Jacobs. He says Kent's destination on his weekend walks was a place close to Kent's heart, the neighborhood where Kent grew up, where he could hang out with his childhood friends for a few hours. Kim Baber is Kent's sister.
I'm just saying Kent is all you had to say. Everybody knew who he was.
Most Sundays, Kent's mom got home first. She knew Kent would walk through the door by 5 p.m. and he was never late. Until that Sunday, March 10th, 2002. That was the moment when everything changed. Because that was the day Kent Jacobs didn't come home.
Walked in my mom's house, and my mom's in, home by herself, upset, crying. I knew in my gut then, I was like, this is bad. It was a different kind of upset for my mom for the first time that I'd ever experienced when it came to Kent. I knew my mom knew something was wrong.
Before we go on, here's something important to know about Kent Jacobs. He was a 41-year-old man with a developmental disability that had left him with the mental capacity of a child. If Kent were in trouble, he might not even know it, or he might not know how to escape it. This is a story about a man everyone liked and about his family's unrelenting search for answers.
I dream about him still quite a bit. And I'll be honest with you.
Your life changed a lot as a result of this. You left New York.
I did.
It's also the story of a mystery that haunts a retired detective.
It keeps me up at night. I play the shoulda, woulda, coulda game.
She found a tantalizing clue buried in a case file. It might or might not be the key to unlocking this puzzle.
You think this is all going to end with Kent Jacobs being found?
I hope so. I pray it does.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.